Wings pilot.
There's no way that you've lived this day 1,000 days.
I'm telling you, sweetheart, I have. So I need to prove to you that I've lived this life 1,000,000 times, right? Watch this. There's going to be another fart situation. Ready? 3, 2, 1. That was me. That was a trick. You're in love with me yet or what? Hello and welcome to Can We Add Arnie, the only podcast that if you actually look at the back on the label, you'll notice it's not made in China. It's made in Australia.
Yeah, baby. That's because Alan and I are Australian.
And if that offends you, sorry? Today we're doing the movie Groundhog Day.
Yeah, it stars Bill Murray. Came out in the, was it late 80s?
It feels very late 80s. Mm. Mainly from the hair.
Yes, and yeah. The fashion as well.
Yeah.
And the cars. It was all
80s. The groundhog looked very 80s.
Man, that's such an old 80s groundhog.
It was, but you know what? Good movie. And considering the story matter isn't exactly a comedy premise, a man is going to relive the same day over and over again until he learns not to be a piece of crap human being, you go, ha, 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 what?
Yeah, it's really good.
But it works. Critics, 94%.
That's a really good score.
Audience, 88%. So, yeah, I would put it in the 80s. I think it's really good. At first, I remember it used to be on, like, free-to-air TV, like, every third week, it felt like. But, you know, I still enjoyed it. You come in at multiple points during the movie. Didn't really matter. It was the same day and over again.
Yeah.
But it's a solid movie. Can you please give us the synopsis, Corey?
Absolutely, I can. Groundhog Day follows arrogant Pittsburgh TV weatherman Phil Connors, played by Bill Murray, who finds himself covering the annual groundhog festivities in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Phil despises the assignment and the small town, and after reporting on the event, a blizzard traps him in Punxsutawney overnight. The next morning, Phil discovers he is reliving February 2nd repeatedly. Trapped in this time loop, Phil initially indulges in reckless behavior. However, as he spends more time in the loop, he starts reevaluating his life and priorities, eventually finding redemption and love with his producer, Rita, portrayed by Andy McDowell.
I love her. Bill Murray is an absolute horrible person at the beginning of this movie, and you learn to love him because he's trying to better himself throughout the movie.
Yeah.
Can you give me that random fact you told me off air about like how many days they actually are in the loop for?
Yeah, so I found this whilst watching the movie. So it's kind of in like the commentary features. You know when DVDs used to have like the
extras? Oh, take me back. Not that I ever watched them, but I loved having them.
Yeah. Do they still do that? Like in DVDs, you get extras?
I don't know if they still do DVDs. Do they still do DVDs?
JB Hi-Fi certainly do.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
So if you have the Groundhog Day DVD, you'll be able to see the director, Harold Ramis, says that Phil
Ramis.
Is it Ramis?
Oh, it was Ramis.
I thought it was Ramis.
You're being a real ignoramus right now. Have some respect.
That's really good.
Gotta be greedy.
Harold Ramis said Phil relived the day for 10,000 years.
Wow.
Before later saying it was probably about 10 years.
So okay, that makes sense.
Real big confliction between the two.
Yeah.
The movie itself never actually reveals that detail of how long it is. However, whatculture.com ran some numbers.
Love that.
Can we run the numbers on Groundhog Day?
Run the numbers.
And revealed the number was likely over 12,000 days, which would come out to roughly 33 years.
That kind of makes sense because in that time, he becomes a bit of an expert in things, ice sculpturing.
Piano.
What? Piano?
Piano. Piano.
He becomes like an expert in all things. Like one point he's sitting there and goes, wind, person walks,
yeah.
Step. Like he knows everything so well.
And he learns French as well.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yep. So yeah, these are all skills that would take a few years to learn. So he's certainly stuck there for a while.
Well, in the film, we see him relive Groundhog Day 38 times.
Is that all?
Yeah, but they also mention in the film that beyond that, it's about 414 days that were mentioned.
Wow.
Yeah, that's just what was mentioned. So pretty cool.
Very cool. Yeah. Before we go any further, should I draw out a name out of this little thing that the suggestions that people have given us for a random character that might pop up at some random point?
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you what, if the character does end up being a winner, they might pop up more than once. Because that's Groundhog Day, baby. The ghost of Steve Jobs asking for a time machine. He'll be popping up once.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your suggestions. The ghost of Steve Jobs
asking for a time machine. Why does he want a time machine?
No one knows.
Okay. Where would you like to start with this film?
I want to start with the bit where we first get introduced to Phil. He's doing his weather report, and then he knows that he has to now travel to this town that he hates to cover the Groundhog Festival that he hates.
Uh-huh.
And he's just a real annoying asshole at the start of this movie.
Yep.
He's chatting to producers like a jerk. He's chatting to the team like a jerk.
Yep.
His agent at one point comes out trying to talk about it because he's like, I'm going to quit. I'm going to do another job. This will be the last time I do this stuff. It's really good.
Yeah.
So let's do that.
All right. I'll be the news anchor.
Okay.
And you'll be Arnie as Phil Connors.
Absolutely. AKA Bill Murray.
And now we cross over to weatherman Phil Connors to find out what's happening across the wonderful state of Pennsylvania for the rest of your weekend.
Yeah, wonderful. So good. Okay.
I'm sorry.
So what you're going to see here is you've got a small snow system coming in from the left, and it's going to slowly move over this part of the city. But don't you worry your feeble little small town minds about it. I'll be right there with you as we go to Waxahachie. To cover the groundhog third year in a row. Back to you, news anchor, who I refuse to remember the name of.
Thank you, Phil. And that's everything for the evening news. I'll catch you tomorrow night.
You've got to put a bullet in my
head. And
cut. I hate this so much. Oh,
Phil.
My God. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Well, here we are.
You threw it to me too early. My pants weren't even on this time.
I just need
not
you to
enough
be...
light news to cover. Good.
I need
is there
you...
any professionals working in this business right now?
Well, I'm a professional.
No, you shut up. You're shit. All right. God damn it. Are we going? When are we leaving? I want to leave. All right.
All right, it's me, your cameraman.
The sooner we get there, the sooner we can leave.
Well, are you gonna do some of the driving? Are you gonna load the luggage for me?
No, of course I'm not. I'm the talent. You know that.
Emphasis on talent.
All right, you've got a lot of cheek for a man that's going to star in a movie called Scary Movie 2, and you're going to be very funny in that. In this movie, not so funny.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Who is that one there playing on my green screen?
Okay, so that girl over there, she's our new producer.
Hot.
Her name's Rita. I'll introduce her. Rita,
please.
Come over here. Oh, hello.
Hey, hey, how are you doing, Rita?
I'm pretty good. I'm your new producer. Nice to meet you. My name is Rita Hansen.
It appears there's not just one Hansen person over here then. That would be me. So you're coming with me to this Puxatawny to go to cover the groundhog thing?
Yes, I am. Yeah. So I've got some, I've booked all our accommodation.
Oh, I better not be staying in that place I stayed last year. That place was crap.
No, you're not. I'm staying there.
Oh, that'll learn you.
And the cameraman staying there.
You're both together. Are you an item?
No.
He's married, isn't he?
Is he?
I don't know. I don't actually know anything about him.
It's kind of complicated, actually.
No, it's divorce. It makes sense why no one loves
you. Oh, no, I didn't... What do you mean no one loves me?
You're just putting one and two together.
I'm a lovable
Shut
guy.
Shut up, I'm talking to the producer. So, Rita?
It's Rita.
When are we going to leave? Because I want to get there so I can get out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I just need to do a checklist of all the gear that we've got.
Okay, you want to go through it with someone else but not me?
No, well, you kind of need to be here.
Okay. Why are you boring me with this?
Because we need
Let
to
Let me show you my list right now.
Okay.
48 condoms.
Well, that's unnecessary.
Yup, it might be.
We're gone
you
for
never
one
know.
Night. So you're planning on having intercourse 44 times?
48 times.
Well, I imagine the other four would fail.
I disagree. Next item, lollies and snakes.
Oh, is that to share on the road?
Nope, they're for me. Why keep would... my energy up. Keep me in a good mood.
But you're not in a good mood.
I'm in a good mood right now. You're saying I'm not? I'm the talent.
You just need to not talk to him about mood.
Okay. You shut up and load the truck. Next thing on my list, of course, is a VHS copy of Cool Runnings.
You have time to watch it?
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe I have lots of time.
Here, give that to me. I'll pack that one.
Yeah, please. Did you? That sounded like he broke it. Yes.
Nothing.
My Rubik's Cube.
Oh, you know how to solve it?
Nope.
But you will.
Tell you one thing I'm going to solve is this job by leaving it soon. You're lucky to have me. And the last thing I'm going to bring is a microwave.
Why?
Just in case.
Are you going to load that one? That's
no.
Quite, that's
no,
quite
no,
heavy.
No. He's loading it. Don't drop it. It's precious.
What have you got in this, bricks?
I've got four more copies of Cool Runnings just in case you broke the other one, you piece of shit. All right, we're ready to get on the road or what?
All right.
Oh, that's the sound you want to hear. All right, let's go to...
Hey, those snakes you got there, those lolly snakes.
They're mine. Do not touch my snakes.
You sure I can?
Yeah, shut up. That's what we're basically seeing at the start, right?
He is such a grouch. And I think that's what makes Groundhog Day actually a really great movie, is the transition.
Yeah.
Like, you genuinely, you watch the film and you go, gosh, I hate this guy.
Yeah.
Like, he is a prick.
It's just like Liar Liar we did. Like, it starts off as just being the worst person alive and then you get to love them. It must be a hard choice, but when you're writing the movie or even, like, being the director, whatever, they're like, how much jerk do we make them at the start, knowing they have to come back from that? You know?
Yeah, like, you don't want them to get irredeemable.
Like, they can't do something that's irredeemable. They can't be like, oh, look at that scene. He's kicking a kid down the stairs. Like,
yeah, or
cause
being
you can't
racist.
Come back from that.
Yeah,
you can't come back from that. So it's like...
Fine line.
Very fine line. One scene. that I would love to talk about. And I'd like to kind of do over and over again. In the movie, it takes place multiple times throughout the movie, but it's the first day of him having Groundhog Day. And he realizes, wait, the whole day's repeating. And he doesn't really click. At first, he's like, this is all kind of weirdly coincidental, until he runs into that douchebag. And he is a douchebag, Ned Ryerson.
Ned Ryerson?
So this is the guy you normally see it in the ads, everything else like that. He'll come out and he's just like, hey, there, Phil. And he's just the worst guy. And he's like from high school or whatever. I think we do that over and over again until we can't do it again.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, hey.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
That's
hey,
you.
Hey, is that Phil?
Yeah.
Phil Collins. Ned Ryerson.
Yeah.
What are you doing now, huh? It's been a long time since high school.
Yes, and I remember you.
Yeah, I know. I bet you do. Guess what I do now?
No, I think you do.
I sell insurance.
I'm going to go.
No. We should do dinner. We should do lunch. What are you doing now?
You want to do dinner and
lunch?
Oh,
you do anything. Yeah, let's do it. All right, you're heading off now? All right, bye-bye.
I'm just going to step on this curb and say bye.
Watch that first step. It's a real doozy.
Okay. Out the door we go.
Hey, is that you, Phil? Phil Connors? Hey, it's me. You know who I am?
Ned Ryerson. Yeah,
Ned Ryerson. How are you? How are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm really well. Good to see you since high school. You look great. You could look better. Could do some life insurance. You know I do insurance now?
We literally talked yesterday.
Yeah, what are you doing now? We could catch up, maybe. You could do some dinner tonight, maybe lunch. I'm not doing anything now. You want to do something now?
No. I'm going to go.
Is everything all right with you? You look a little bit...
Get away from me. Whoa, okay. I'm stepping on this curb and I'm out of here.
Watch that first step. It's a real doozy.
This is confusing. I don't get it. I'm not even going to put pants on.
Hey, is that you, Phil Connors? Nice penis.
Ned Ryerson.
Oh, you cheeky rascal, just like
get
high school
get away from
say.
Me.
Watch that first step. It's a real doozy.
You bastard.
It's a real...
I'm sick of this. I'm sick of you telling me this. It's a doozy. You just get your head in there and drown.
I think it would take me 4 goes before I drown that guy. He is the worst.
He is actually, like, yeah. It's he's got a great weird, like recurring character, though.
Yeah,
like, that would have been so much fun to do on set.
Yeah, absolutely.
Redoing it, but different every single time.
Every single time, yeah.
I was also thinking about the logistics of that scene.
Yeah.
Every time they did it. How did they get the cars right? Like, I watched quite closely. I was like, so the cars, every time the scene starts, they're in the right place and they're moving at the right time as Bill Murray walks around the corner.
Yeah. Like, they would have just done it multiple times.
How did they get it
right? Over those few days. They just kept doing it same.
I think it's brilliant.
It's that attention to detail is why this movie's just so good.
Well done, Harold Ramis.
Nope. Ramis. You watch, you'll end up being Ramis. Any other scene that you kind of think of when you think of this amazing movie?
I really think that we need to make Arnie the groundhog.
The one that gets kidnapped?
Puxatawny Phil.
Okay, sure.
Because he gets kidnapped by Phil Connors, and they drive in that really sick red ute.
Yeah, yep.
And he drives off. And this is at the point where he's at the end of his tether.
Oh, he's had enough.
He's very suicidal.
How many days into it is he? He's like at least like a year, it feels like. Yeah. He's had enough.
And he's like, that's it. I'm just going to go postal, essentially.
And also, like, he's at the point where he doesn't know how to break the cycle. So he's like, maybe I got to kill this bloody groundhog to figure this whole thing out, right?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
And it was such a great scene watching the chase. And I just think, imagine if you have Bill Murray in the car. With Arnie as the groundhog.
Yeah, and it's on his lap at one point driving the car.
Driving the car, and he's giving it like critiques. Like, you're doing really good. You just probably need to work the clutch a little bit.
Yeah, I love it. Let's do it.
Do we start with the kidnap?
Absolutely. Oh my God, what's happening to me? Hey, who are you?
I'm Phil.
What's going on?
Phil Connors.
Hey, I'm a groundhog. What are you doing?
I know you're a groundhog.
What are you doing with me? Where are we going?
We're kidnapping
you. I've already done my job this year. I did the shadow thing. They saw it. It wasn't good news.
I know. I gotta be honest with you, Phil.
You don't sound too happy.
I'm not happy at all. I've been reliving the same day.
Okay.
For the last, feels like, 10 years.
This is like deja vu or something, right? It's okay. You can get over it.
And it's not just deja vu.
No.
It's literally the same day again and again and again.
Well, if you know everything that's gonna happen, what am I gonna say next?
You were gonna say that.
And then what am I gonna say?
You're gonna say, and then what I'm gonna say.
And then what am I gonna... He's done this before. My God.
So here's what's going to happen.
Okay.
We're just going to drive along. Do you know how to drive a car?
I don't. It doesn't look hard. I'm sure. I mean,
do you want to sit on my lap?
Jail. That sounds like fun. I can see out the windscreen.
Okay, here. I'll just
let me out of the cage.
There you go. Up on my lap.
Yeah. Well, let me climb over here. Okay. Well, this is really cool. You're pushing the pedals, right?
I know. I got the pedals. So I'll do the clutch.
Okay. You do a little brake for me.
Just a little brake. There you go.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you want me to speed up a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit because they're gaining on us. We're in a chase.
Yeah. Okay. I need your hands at 10 and 2.
And you're breaking me free. Be honest with me, Phil.
Phil, we're going to go somewhere.
Yeah, where are we going to go?
Probably the old quarry.
Cool. That's so cool. I've never been there. I don't really get to go and do much.
I bet you don't.
All I do is eat carrots most of the time and just eat like...
Do you want a carrot? Are you hungry?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
They fed me a lot before I went on stage. You know, they wanted to keep me happy so I wouldn't bite anyone. I'll do it.
I'll bite you
twice in filming, I heard. Yeah, you need a rabies shot. Bit rude. I don't have rabies.
Have you got AIDS?
Well, yeah, but that's unrelated. Because I'm a little bit of a... Naughty boy. Now, where are we going but the old quarry? Okay. Should I veer the car slightly to the right?
No. You're doing fine. Just keep it straight. I want you to keep on straight.
Anyway, so they're gaining on us, by the way. There's a few police behind us. Is that a big deal?
It's not really a big deal. I've done this like 1,000 times.
You don't seem fazed by this at all.
See, what's going to happen is this cop car is going to come up behind us.
Oh, here he comes.
Look, he's going to go on the right.
Yeah, there he goes.
And then he's going to try and shoot his gun at us.
Oh, he's got a gun.
But I'm going to hit the brake now.
Okay.
And the bullet misses us.
Wow. You really have done everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, how does this normally end?
Well, so what happens now is that we make a indicator left-hand turn here.
Do I have to indicate?
Just put the indicator on.
Let me try it.
There you go. Pull up over here on the right.
Okay,
slow it down, I'll break. Turn us over onto the curb.
Easy peasy. It's hard for me to see really well because I am a groundhog after all. My vision isn't great, but okay.
Do you recognize this tree?
No.
This is where your wife goes to have an affair with you.
What?
She comes here... to have an affair with another groundhog.
No.
Yeah.
Why are you taking me here?
Because I just think you need to know.
Bonnie! Damn it.
She's not here right now?
No, she's not. But I can see her undergarments.
The other groundhog's here. His name is...
Terrence.
His name's Terrence.
I know him well.
Yeah, here
he
comes now.
He's my fill-in.
He's coming down.
We call him the fill-in because my name is Phil. And so he fills in when I'm sick.
Do you want to... This is your opportunity to have a word with Terrence.
I don't want to
have the cops aren't coming.
I don't want to have a word with him.
Are you sure?
I want you to hit the accelerator. I'm going to ram it into him.
We're going to ram it into him.
This shouldn't surprise you. Surely I've done this before.
You have. You've done this a bunch of times.
Yeah.
I'm trying to coax you to do something different.
No. One in dead. All right. Now what do we do? You know how this ends. What does it normally end? Well, I assume. Right? Why are you crying, Phil?
No, it's good. That's not how it ends. It doesn't end well.
Well, we're driving towards a quarry now. What else could go wrong?
Well, the quarry, there's a little cliff over here. I'm just going to take my hands on the wheel now. I'm going to put you back in this little cage.
Okay. It's just a little bit of a cage.
This is just because I don't want you to react poorly to what happens next.
What happens next?
We drive off the edge of this cliff.
Oh, well, I found out that my wife is cheating on me, so I'm not so angry about it now.
Are you okay with dying?
Yeah.
Any last words, Punxsutawney Phil?
I could have done with those carrots now that you've mentioned it. Probably my biggest regret now. Okay. Bye-bye. That went exactly how I expected it to go. There is a scene in Groundhog Day that I love, and that's when he is trying to prove to his love interest, Rita, that he knows everything. He's the master of everything. He's lived the life a million times. So he's in that cafe that he just goes to all the time. And he knows every single person's story in like crazy detail.
Oh, yeah. It's a really cool scene, actually.
Yeah. So
to show that he like got to know people.
Yeah. So I'm thinking Arnie, as our classic character of Phil, having to show Rita all the people that he knows while in this cafe.
All right. I don't believe you. There's no way that you've lived this day 1,000 days.
I'm telling you, sweetheart, I have. So I need to prove to you that I've lived this life a million times, right?
Okay. Prove it to
me. Ask me anything.
Who's that guy over there?
That one over there, his name is Bradley Hurst. He is a lovely man who is also a mortician in town.
Hi, Phil.
Yeah, he always gets my name wrong. Classic Bradley.
I've been that mortician in town my whole life.
How's the wife and kids? Is Susie still having trouble with the ice skating lessons?
She is. She was at the rink the other day. She tripped over. Yeah, she cut off her instructor's fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
We had to wrap him up in ice. We ran him into the hospital. Yeah. We got him reattached.
Yeah. Well, Bradley, good seeing you again. I'm going to keep chatting with my lovely lovely friend Rita here, but you keep doing you, okay, buddy?
Okay, I'll see you later. Well, that was just lucky. He could you could have proved another one. What about that hobo over there?
It's a real sensitive story, but we can bring him over here. Jim, come over here. hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm all right.
Jim, I already got your big bowl of soup over here. There it is. I always get it for you every day.
Did you get the extra croutons?
Of course I did, Jim. You love it. I got you two bowls of soup, four bowls of croutons, just the way you like it, okay?
All right, thank you.
It's more bread than soup at this point, Jim. Now, Jim, tell me, how are you doing health-wise?
I don't know.
Yeah, see, this, I don't want to talk too much about it, Rita, but he will be dead by the end
of the day. To be honest, that didn't really prove anything.
I agree.
You didn't ask anything about it.
Well, I already had bowls of soup. Is that not enough proof? He loves two bowls of soup. I know
that
about
him. He's homeless. He's probably really hungry. Of course he's going to eat four bowls of soup.
Well, fine, I'll point out a random person. How about that ghostly figure over there? Hey, you, Steve Jobs, come over here. Now, Rita, watch this, watch this. The first thing he always asks me is he asks about how am I going inventing a time machine.
Phil, it's me.
Hey, Steve Jobs.
The ghost of Steve Jobs.
Yeah, you look great.
How are you going with that time machine?
Yeah, same as always. I'm not.
I could really use it.
Yeah, why do you want a time machine, by the way?
I need to go back in time.
You created Apple. You're very well known.
I needed to go back in time and warn myself to listen to the doctors with my diagnosis.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Because what did you do when you got the original
homeopathics
diagnosis? Yeah.
Naturopath.
Yeah, you probably should have got some Western medicine there.
It was all baloney.
Yeah.
How's the time machine going, Phil
Connors? Not great. As I told you, I'm in an infinite loop of the day, so every time I get started, the next day it resets and everything's gone again. I'm going to get back to my chat, my friend.
Let me know how you go with the time machine.
Okay, thank you for so much. And I will take your advice in investing in Microsoft stock.
You son of a bitch.
Little joke there between friends. Okay, well.
To be honest, that looked like you were just talking to nothing.
Yeah, no, I get that. Well, would you want to point out anyone else in here?
Okay, what about the chef?
No, I don't know him.
You mean you've lived this day 1,000 times and you've never spent time getting to know the chef?
He's barely busy. Look how much food you're eating right now. That doesn't just happen.
Those fries, are you going to eat them?
Of course I'm not. They're all for you. He's so busy, every time I try and talk to him, he yells at me.
Prove it.
Okay. Hey, chef, how are you?
Phil, you son of a bitch! Nah, you know God I'm trying to do a job here. I'm sorry, I'm really busy.
I'm sorry. See, this is what I'm telling you. Every time he yells at me, watch this. Right over there, she is going to drop her tray of drinks in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, I dropped my glass of drinks.
Yep, and that man over there, he's about to do a big fart and not think that anyone pays attention, and he's going to follow through with the fart and get really embarrassed. And that's going to happen in 3, 2, 1.
Oop. Got away with that one.
Told you. And see that person over there? In about 5 seconds, that person over there is going to slip and fall and break their leg. Ready? You could stop that. No. Watch. It has to happen. 3, 2, 1. Like I said, every single time, I know everything that's going to happen right now. That person that farted before, watch this. 3, 2, 1.
Mamma mia, there's a hair in a man of meatball.
I tell you, it's all really quality viewing. Watch this, there's going to be another fart situation. Ready? 3, 2, 1. That was me. That was a trick. You're in love with me yet or what? Not yet? Okay.
I don't think I believe you at all.
Okay, that's fair.
So what happens if I kill you right now?
Oh, please. Watch that first step. It's a real doozy.
You bastard.
And that's the movie, right? That's
pretty much Groundhog Day.
I mean, we didn't really touch too much on the whole moral of the story of him becoming a better person and loving everyone. But that's implied.
There's a hobo scene in there.
Oh, it breaks your heart.
Oh, man. It was really like, that's why I love Harold Ramis.
No.
Because he makes these scripts that are funny and then he just wrenches your heart out.
Hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, please give us some love back, Corey.
You can write us a review on Apple Podcasts. You can leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. You can write us a review on Apple Podcasts. You can leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. You can write us a review on Apple Podcasts. You can leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify.
Am I having a Groundhog Day on my own?
You can write us a review on Apple Podcasts. You can leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify. Follow and like our stuff on Instagram and TikTok. And join the Can We Get Arnie Facebook group.
Thanks for listening.